Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Everyone has a personal agenda committed to winning. It doesn't feel that way.
This should bother you.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
I'll tell you what, right now.
We're flowing.
It's hard to think that the four of us will be in any better mood than we are right now. You guys got a little truncation sensation coming
on. That's got to be dope.
Jesus Jones right here, right now.
Your show's about 40 minutes longer than ours right now.
We got one coming up next.
But that's like
Charlotte.
It's a cheapie. Yeah. It's a day we could have taken off Charlotte. Anyway.
Yeah. Wait, you have a Charlotte game?
New Year's Eve. The Warriors play Charlotte at 11 a.m. our time.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
like the great Oakland A's days from
those are the glory days.
Were you guys listening when I gave you and Willard some major love?
I listen
to sports radio all over the country. I do. It's just, that's what I do. So I know when it's good, forget I'm here. But what y'all were talking about yesterday with pods, the fan base, and just the formula for it's never good when a player, if you're right, has that like animosity, like that's not good for business. That was provocative. That was great radio by both of you. Well, yes, I was in the car damn.
So like at the game on Tuesday night, you could tell, you know, and I don't, there's no resentment or even opinion to be stated here. It's just an observation that when Jonathan Kuminga was about to enter into the game, the arena's like, oh, yeah, here he comes. And then, obviously, it was an unfortunate circumstance because Pat Spencer's being pulled out for pods, but this was kind of true. It was kind of true for opening introductions as well. Like, Brandon Pajemski, just
fascinating to me.
It brings out like an eye roll, and even when you're watching him, like when he goes for a shot, there's kind of like, we're going to cheer if this goes in, but I'm going to be pissed if it doesn't. That's kind of the way, it's like, wow. And I don't think I guess part of it's his fault. Part of it's his fault.
I give him some blame.
Yeah, he rubbed everybody the wrong way with, like, I would like to be the best player who ever lived. And then he doesn't look like a basketball player. And then the part that's not his fault is he represents being Steve Kerr's pet player. That's it.
I don't put that on him, Dibs.
I mean, it's not on him, and it's not on Steve, because when he plays Brandon does the things that Steve likes. And we talked about it yesterday, where Kuminga has a way, way much higher ceiling, and I likened Kuminga, Steiny, to a six-story apartment building, and Pajemski is a ranch house. It's one floor. There's no upstairs. There's no downstairs. You get what you get, and the square footage might be the same. Like, your house is, like, it's tall. It's tall and it's mighty, and there are different floors that are different, you know, levels, and you get up to the top, and it might not be as good as it is in the bottom. And I know the bottom is great. I've been there. I've never been to the top. Your house is Kuminga. And, you know, somebody else's house might be Pods.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
It is interesting. It's so funny. We're just talking about, you know, every once in a while this comes up, the idea of, you know, post-Steph, you know, will a star come here? And I was like, I just think there's a lot of players that they're not going to want the burden after Steph of having to live up to, well, there's one guy, Pods.
Pods is ready to take,
Pods will take that challenge
Let's
on.
Let's go, yeah. I'll be the first to tell you. I'm the elite player who will run this town, no problem.
The thing I find interesting, like, you've been around for a while, Dibs and Willard and Goo. When I think of how many Warrior players were not liked, I don't know about you, but one guy always comes up. Mike Dunleavy.
Yeah. Oh, well, damn. Yeah.
But I don't think Pods is in his category because Dunleavy was drafted third.
He was overdrafted. That's why he was
just wasn't as, you know, he wasn't a star. He's a great role player for 15 years.
But never his verbal game. Like, you know, saying I want the keys, and there's nothing wrong but saying it out loud.
Right, it's almost like Dunleavy didn't live up to expectations, so they didn't like him. And Pods thinks he's got expectations that aren't there, and that's why...
Dunleavy is Wiseman if he would have stayed for 10 years.
Damn.
If Wiseman was here for 10 years, then Wiseman would have been Dunleavy. Because the reason why we don't feel that way about James...
Oh, I see what you're saying.
I mean, Wiseman, like, oh my God, you were overdrafted and you weren't very good, but, you know, they were able to get rid of him, and then now he got hurt, and now he's not a player anymore. Yeah. But Dunleavy was here for, what, 8 years?
Yeah, probably.
Nine?
How far back are we going?
We can go as far back, right, you know.
So if your nickname is Barely Cares...
Well, that,
Joe Barry Care.
Okay.
The fan base doesn't like it.
That's fair.
And that was real.
Well, and it's also, again, what is out of these players' control that leads to this? Where you were drafted, out of your control. Who you were traded for.
That was a big one for
him. Out of your control. Brandon Pajemski, coach likes you and there's no one else at your position. Out of your control. What Brandon did, though, is he stepped into some things that are in his control.
And that's,
he says stuff.
Now, I got you.
That I think it's innocuous enough, but it rubbed people the wrong way.
And I really believe that. To me, on the Guru computer, that's 85% of you. And he's probably like, I'm just being honest, but, you know, if you're a good-looking dude, you can't just go, I know I'm good. Like that, you don't, there's no victory in
and
that.
And it's all circumstantial.
Kendrick Lamar.
What do you think that Joe Barry Carroll averaged as a Warrior in points per game?
I'm going to say 14.
Okay. Way
go
more.
North of that.
Way more.
22 a game. So we call him Joe Barely Cares. Fine. But the problem with Joe Barry Carroll is what happened and what could have happened. It could have been Parrish and McHale.
Yeah, you got traded for two of the best big men who've ever played the game.
Right. Wow. So we want to call him Joe Barely Cares. In 82-83, he played all but three games. 38 minutes a night, and he gave you 24 points a night. Is that a guy who barely cares?
Well, but what have we learned as Giants fans? Sometimes it's just the look on your face.
Man.
Brandon Belt, Brandon Crawford, you don't care.
Yeah, wow,
I'm
man.
I'm so sick of these dead fish. They're champions.
You're making me be mad
at
myself.
Right? They're champions for the Giants, and we're like, God, do you care? Are you there? Like, and that was, again, we're leaving out half the audience because this was so long ago.
Yep.
But that
well,
was
do your homework,
it.
You whippersnappers.
Yeah, but
wake up, Granny.
How many rebounds, Dibs?
Near 10.
Yeah.
How many rebounds?
How many rebounds, Dibs, with the 20?
Eight.
20 and eight. 20 and eight.
And 24 and nine. Joe barely cares. 24 and nine for a team that stunk.
Well, that's just it.
30 and 52.
Wow.
None of this stuff ever happens if the team's winning. Y'all get that. I mean, Pods, like even last year or whatever, it didn't hit. It hit a little bit, but not the same way because his next round of comments were this offseason, and now you're 11-11, and the Kuminga contract situation in the offseason, that unfolded the way it did, and so now it gets turned up another notch.
Now, I got to do this, Willard, because you were the maestro at the summit. I remember my partners for sure. I think he was the only one. Dibs, you got to correct me. Do you feel different about this team in their future currently at 11-11? Just everything Warrior-like as you did that night. I'm a little nervous because I said Western Conference Finals could be had, and I'm a little nervous, and I don't know how where to put that energy, but this is not the start I saw. So I'm asking you, Dibs, and I know Steiny was the kind of lone wolf to where he wasn't like, I don't see it.
I think a little I'm bit a little different. Shook. I'm a little different than where I was, but where I'm also maybe different than what I hear from most people right now, I'm not as freaked out yet. But like, it's 22 games. They have not been blessed with health. You can certainly predict that that will continue, but I don't know that that's going to continue. I do know the schedule is going to get better. I didn't think they were a championship contender to begin with, so I still don't. But I also, I'm not at the spot of this season is dust.
I'm not either.
And
either
I hear that from a lot of people. Right. You know, Shasky's ready to trade anybody.
I'm almost in that line, though. Yeah. I'm almost in that line of AD.
He's ready for a whole new roster.
Wow.
And I'm like, just.
Yeah.
But the other thing is, this conversation gets real in a month. It's not.
Damn.
Like,
for
right,
sure.
Right now, like, you can't trade Kuminga now.
Gotcha.
So this is where I am with Mark. They're 11-11. I do believe they think the schedule's been tough, and I do think it's been tough. And so they're getting Melton back. They're going to have to weather this three-game road trip without Curry and maybe Butler. But, like, the only thing left now is to try to get healthy and see what happens after 4 or 5 weeks of this team playing, like, you know, with some momentum. And
the
just,
real team. Yeah,
exactly.
Right.
And then we'll figure out where we really are. But you have to let that – you must give that a chance if for no other reason than you have nothing. There's nothing to do now.
You can say it, Townie.
What?
You got to let it play out.
Yeah, well, mostly just because of a practical matter, because of Kuminga.
My God.
Well, and Kuminga and also Melton now and Seth. And so I'm most interested in the next 3 or 4 weeks of, all right, Steph comes back. You've got Seth. You've got Melton. Like, who's in, who's out?
Yeah.
And that's, you know, partly what we were talking about on our thread today. And one of the things that I put out there as a possible engagement poll today is, who do you want to see lose minutes? Buddy, Pods, Moody, or all the above?
Yeah.
Because people are going to lose minutes.
No, no doubt. You would think.
Melton can make threes consistently,
which he has, he's
gonna
in
be
the
tough.
Past.
He's going to be tough to get off the floor.
No, but I don't want to be negative, Nancy. Player. I know you got to do the thing, but tomorrow's not promised, and the reason I bring up Melton is he's facing two opponents, health.
Well, they all are.
But real quick, remember last week this time when you jumped me, you're like, they're going to practice, and I wasn't mad at they're going to practice, but who didn't get to practice? Steph got hurt out of nowhere. Now Jimmy's hurt.
Out of nowhere.
So all the stuff that we think is going to manifest, sometimes, you know, father time or injuries get in the way. So I love hearing Melton. And I'm juiced. I like him.
27
they like him.
Years old. How good does that sound?
What, man.
27 years old.
Steph Curry's had an ankle and a thigh and a sickness. And we aren't even yet to Christmas.
And maybe that's
a good thing. Mm. We've also learned in the past that sometimes if you can just breathe through the damn injury in the regular season, it can help
save
you
some
later.
Miles on you.
It can. It certainly did the last time they won in the postseason.
But they were the three seed,
of course. And I'm not comparing this to that.
Yeah.
But I like, there's plenty of things I can compare it to. Last year they made the second round, right?
Yeah.
Okay. At the trade deadline, they were under 500.
Two games under.
It's December week one.
Right.
The Boston Celtics won a title by being at 500 in late January. So, like, I'm not saying they're going on a championship.
I got it.
This is a long way to go.
Mm-hmm.
God, there's a lot of things that are still going to happen.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM at HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios.
I just got to ask you three the baseball question. I got to just real quick shift to the Giants. I heard Schwarber, they might be looking into Schwarber. Could they get that bat?
No.
Oh,
like,
I mean, I
don't know if you read Andy Baggerly in The Athletic, extra bags article about, you know, the Japanese pitcher that everyone wants, and he's going to be nine figures.
They were out.
No, but they're out, and the reason why they're out is the reason why they're going to be out on Schwarber is they don't want to spend top dollar. They sold part of the team, and they want to, I don't know if they want to break even, but they don't want to spend more than they have to, and part of the article was They owe Blake Snell, I think, $24 million in deferred. They owe Bob Melvin $4 million. They paid Tennessee $3 million for their new manager, and they're paying him $3 million. So that right there is $34 million of here's money that is sunk cost.
I don't want to question Bag's reporting at all.
But you're about to.
I don't believe anything. I don't believe Schwarber, and I also don't believe we won't buy Schwarber.
I believe they won't buy Schwarber.
Here's my evidence. I remember financial constraint articles last offseason. And then they signed Willie Adames and acquired Rafael Devers.
Right.
So, like, I don't buy it. I think that this Giants ownership, one thing that they've done well in recent months is they've learned how to underpromise and overdeliver. Because they learned from the Farhan Zaidi era, whoops, we kind of slipped and fell into overpromise, underdeliver. We're in on everybody. Wow. And then they would acquire a third string catcher from Houston, and everybody got pissed. So last year, they're like, no. Like, boy, Mission Rock, okay, this is financial. And then Willie Adames, and then Rafi Devers in the middle of the night, and all of that. So the Schwarber thing, I don't believe for other reasons. I don't know.
That he would be an ad.
Where do you play him? Why would he want to come to a place as a left-handed power hitter where the power alley is 470,000
feet? He's made it look small on his visits.
Schwarber Greek?
No.
They may have. What about the Greek population out here?
Well, it's funny you say that because I actually looked it up.
Shout out Anna Kakarakis.
Did you really?
I looked it up.
Schwarberakis?
You were talking about the Greek population, and you talked about Anna Kakarakis. Back when we used to do updates, she was doing updates on the morning show. Anna is phenomenal, and she's a powerhouse in the Greek community. But the number one Greek community in the U.S. is New York.
New York, yeah.
And California's 2, and then Illinois is 3. So, I mean, if you're the Greek freak, and I think it's Astoria, New York, which I don't know how close that is to New York City, but if you're the Greek freak, you're probably not thinking Milwaukee, but I don't even know how much that matters.
Greek population.
Yeah.
He's going to bring his whole family with him on the roster anyway. He doesn't need Greek population.
Are you
population
concerned about his calf issue? This ain't the first time. Like, he might be out a month.
There's another thing I don't believe. I mean, after Shams.
That looked weird.
Shams Faker?
Shams is like, they're going to meet about his future. And he's like, I'm hurt.
Did you see him fall? It didn't look natural,
man. I don't know. I'm just in a cynical mood.
Hey, Ali, we need you to take a dive. That's how that looked.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, interesting time.
Willard's calling him a faker.
Who is?
Willard calling Giannis a phony.
I'm with you, baby. I love Giannis, but there's a little thing that bothers me about him. It sticks in my craw a little bit. How can you tell me that you're all about winning, but then you demand that you waste roster spots on brothers who don't play? I don't get that.
I mean, whatever. Waste roster spots.
Just, dude, you make $60 million a year. buy him the place next door and bring him with you. He doesn't need to be on the roster.
And he makes a lot of noise.
What the hell?
What's his name?
That's so weird to me.
What's his first name?
By the way, Damian Lee can be a Warrior and we're okay with it.
No, but that's Damian Lee went on to a he's an NBA player. Yeah. Lee's an NBA player. He's held down a job since leaving Steph.
Kind of.
You know what I mean?
I mean, maybe.
Like, LeBron is the only other person, and that's for a completely different deal, who has essentially strong-armed organizations into bringing the family to roster spots.
Man.
And that became an international incident. Yeah. Giannis has done it his whole career, and nobody says a word. Has he ever gotten the minute? The idea of you saying
holding down roster spots is a little bit dramatic to
me.
Why? Because Jackson Rowe has held down a roster spot.
Not anymore.
Right. And, I mean, you've got other Warriors
but that means
that there are people on NBA teams who just sit there. Whether or not their name is Antetokounmpo or Smith.
But nobody strong-armed them into doing that. You don't know he strong-armed them.
It could be a coincidence that he happens to have the same name.
He has all but admitted it. And I just think it's a weird dynamic that I've never seen.
Last year they had him off the team, but he would come to the games and sit in the first row.
Can you imagine?
And now he got his jersey.
If this happened somewhere else, name the person and name the sport who's just like, by the way, my brother comes too, or I'm not here. And what would we say about that? I've never heard of this.
Yeah, you mentioned it. It was Bronny James.
But that's his son, and that became very widely discussed. Guru hasn't been able to let that go for a year and a half.
Here's a good one.
What do you got?
Remember, there's a great one. For the boxer in Gerson, work injury attorney.
Thank you, listeners.
Remember Jack Haley?
Yep.
I worked with Jack Haley. Jack Haley at Fox down in LA. Yeah.
Because he was Rodman's guy, right?
Yeah. But he's not.
Waving a towel.
But he's not his brother.
It doesn't matter.
What if Seth couldn't shoot and he was only on the Warriors because Steph was like, I'm the big dog and I got a little brother and I would like him to be with me because he's my friend. What would we say about that? Especially when you're losing, the Bucks suck.
But with Steph, we'd say, I get it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. We would.
No, I mean, I'm not saying I don't get it with Giannis. I'm saying it doesn't bother me that much.
To me, that's been worthy of a Stephen A. Smith rant somewhere along the road. And Giannis is a good dude with a great rep.
Yeah.
And so nobody says anything. But that's a weird deal.
I look at the brother all the time.
It's a weird deal.
Why don't I get mad at him?
What if Sam Durant was the 12th guy on the Rockets?
Yeah, boy.
You would take him.
I'm not coming unless Sam is like, what would we say?
Thanasis has been a Buck for 6 years, and he's done a lot of things.
6 years?
He's played.
How many games has he played?
205.
And how many minutes?
Total?
206?
That's actually pretty funny.
I mean, what are we averaging
about 5 minutes a game.
Right, and it's all garbage time.
Mm.
Somebody needs to play garbage
time. In 2022, he had a big year. He scored 171 points in 48 games.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
More than you've scored in your career.
This is true.
That's right.
Even my high school career.
And let's not even pretend that Nepo Nation.
Oh, of course it happens.
I mean, yeah, exactly. It happens everywhere.
But can you give me a comp in any sport where someone
Dom DiMaggio
strong arms their brother the roster?
Someone saying not quite the brother, but someone saying, well, that's what Steph does with Draymond.
Okay. I mean,
he's headed to the Hall.
Yeah, guy's holding the Hall of Fame.
Yep. Yep.
And it's because of Steph, but I get it.
Stand on it.
I think we just did.
Does anybody feel bad for Chris Paul? That they did it on the road.
Hey, Chris Paul.
Tell him.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be shocked either way.
I was listening earlier when you got the Draymond sound and it's great.
It is great.
Phenomenal.
No, but you guys were phenomenal with it. Chris Paul, it's incredible. You could argue that he's the best player in the history of that organization.
Okay.
You could argue that.
No doubt.
He was the most important player at their best moment. They're not a good organization. And they just dumped him. I know it's a new coach and a new ownership and all that, but they just dumped him in the middle of the night on a Tuesday across the country. It's so unceremonious. But at the same time, I'm telling you, for years, and it's never been. Chris Paul is every bit as tough on his teammates as Kobe was, and then
that,
some.
That I totally believe.
He is so, like, Chris makes dudes cry.
Yeah.
And did for years. And that Lob City thing broke apart because the likes of Blake Griffin and others were like, that's the biggest bleep hole I've ever met.
And Ty, lose a respected coach. You're not talking to him. Like, whoa.
You're not at a position anymore in your career where you cannot talk to the coach.
That's where it's
right.
At.
Like, you're not good
anymore. That's what blew me away.
Yeah.
All right. I don't have to apologize at all for anything because you guys are almost out of here.
We're going
to
follow you out the door.
That's okay. Right. Well, Warriors, Sixers.
4 o'clock. We should get Jimmy Butler news real soon.
Oh, he's out.
He's out.
Oh, sorry about that.
Oh, I missed that while we were in a meeting.
And do we get
Curry
your Thursday
and
night
Butler
pick?
Out? Kuminga questionable. Right. Horford questionable. And
what happened to the number? Because it was 3.5, right?
Yeah.
What happened with the number when Butler got announced?
Not
now?
Sure.
Hadn't checked.
We got a number update. Warriors 7-point underdog.
They should
now.
Should be able to win this
only
game
one more
though.
Point. All right. Evan says it's now down to 4 and a hook.
Okay. All right, well, listen, we'll see you guys tomorrow on 95.7. Hey!
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.